The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Inspiring interviews with today's top landlords.
This is the Rental Income Podcast.
And now, Dan Lane.
I've got a bonus episode of the podcast for you today. I'm sure you're aware that mortgage rates keep hitting record lows, and I thought it would be interesting to get a live look at mortgage rates to see where they are today. I also want to get some information on that new fee that's being added to mortgages. You may have seen in the news that Fannie and Freddie announced that they were going to be adding on this surcharge, and then things got changed a little bit, things got pushed back. So I want to get some details on exactly what's going on and how that's going to affect us going forward. Joining us on the podcast today is Chaley Ridge from Ridge Lending Group. Before we get into the podcast, I just want to point out that Chaley's company, Ridge Lending Group, is a sponsor of the podcast, but she's not paying to be here today. We don't ever do sponsored content on the show. So with that being said, Chaley, welcome back. So where are we right now with mortgage rates?
So I have to share with you, I giggle every time I quote rates these days because they're just so incredible, Dan. I don't even have the words. Let me give you some specifics. Rates are amazing. Let's quantify real quick, because as most people listening know, that the actual rate secured is going to be absolutely dependent on the characteristics of the loan that we're talking about. So we're going to assume that this is, actually, I can give you three scenarios. Let's start with a purchase of an investment property, 20% down, $100,000 loan size of a single family residence, and a 760 or better credit score. If you were locking in that interest rate today, you'd be locking at 3.625 on a 30-year fixed mortgage.
Wow. Incredible.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like just 2 years ago when we would do these updates, the rates were in the fives. I mean,
yeah.
It's really incredible like how much rates have come down.
Yeah. Okay, so let's take that a few steps further. Let's talk about refinances. Those are obviously a hot topic right now. Everybody is really rushing to get their refinances complete. Again, assuming the same criteria, let's talk about a rate and term refinance. This just means that there's no cash back to the individual. We're paying off an existing lien plus closing costs. You're not pulling cash out. $100,000 loan size, 75% LTV, 760 or better, single family residence. You'd be locking today at, are you ready for this?
Yep.
3.25% on a 30-year fixed mortgage.
Incredible.
Again, same criteria. Flipping it to the cash out, you're at 3.75. So the cash out refinances is going to be among the higher of the three rate quotes for today. But still, I mean,
still a really good rate. Yeah.
Yeah.
Now,
yeah.
So if somebody has their credit score isn't quite a 760, the rate would just adjust a little bit.
Assuming all the exact same criteria, yes, you could maybe, I mean, let's say 720 to 760, perhaps an eighth of a percentage point difference in rate. But remember, the variables, so the LTV associated is going to play a big role, the loan size is going to play a big role. But if you're in the 720 to 760, you're going to be right there in that range. Below 720, maybe a quarter higher. Below 680, up to a half a point higher, I would say.
Okay, awesome. And of course, the rates change every day. So depending on when you're listening to this, the rates could be a little bit higher or a little bit lower. But that I think that's a really good ballpark.
Yes, sir.
Speaking of refis, there's some changes coming. I know that they were going to add a $500 fee onto refis, and then that got pushed back a little bit. Can you tell us what's happening with that?
Yeah, I'm glad you asked. It's being called a tax, and it's not $500. It's actually 0.5% in price. I'll explain that in a second. So briefly, Mark Calabria, who is the head of the FHFA, Federal Housing Finance Agency, who heads and governs Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, this is where non-owner occupied residential mortgages will be secured, decided to impose, without any warning, mind you, this 0.5% tax on all refinances for any loans that are being sold by September 1st. There was a huge, and this happened several weeks ago, massive outcry within the mortgage industry. So as a result, there was a little, I guess, carrot that was provided. Instead of September 1st, this is now going to apply December 1st. Now, when it's a half a point price, it's important to educate everybody. That doesn't mean that the interest rates are going to just be a half a point higher. This is to price. So it has to do with secondary market yield spread premiums and things like that. Generally speaking, here's what you can count on. A half a point price is usually going to yield about an eighth to a quarter, maybe, in interest rate differential. Now, some of the other developments of this, they limited it to $125,000 and above loan sizes. It'll apply. So anything below that, this fee will not apply. All occupancies. I won't go into any conspiracy theory except just to say I believe this more than the tax, because it's really not applying it to purchases, which is kind of odd. I think this has more to do with the removal of conservatorship through Fannie Freddie and the need to recapitalize. So if I had to guess, that's what this is for. Okay. We don't need to get into all of that. Yeah. But it is coming and people should be prepared for it. It doesn't seem to be a huge, huge amount as related to the rate, but something to keep an eye on.
All right. Just to clarify, if someone's buying a house, this extra tax doesn't apply.
That is correct. Right.
And if they're refining a loan that's under 125, it also doesn't apply.
Yes, sir. Correct.
But if they're going to refi a loan that's 125 or more, it's probably good to do it right now so you can lock that in before that tax takes effect.
Yes. And I would say ASAP. Now, that may segue into our next part of conversation about turn times, but I'll let you go ahead and make that determination.
Yeah, no, go ahead. Go ahead. Yeah.
Well, if you want to get in now and avoid that half a point to price tax, keep in mind that even though December 1st is the delivery date that they've given us, our aggregators who we're going to be selling to are probably going to start changing the pricing, I would say, as early as October. Okay. So they're, the window may not be as big as it sounds in just that December 1st date that we're putting out there. My point to all of this is getting in today may or may not guarantee a closing prior to some of those changes because of those turn times. So just be prepared for that. I'll give you some quick averages. Our pre-qual department, typically under normal circumstances, would take 24 to 48 hours to complete a pre-qual. It hurts me to say so. We're a week to 2 weeks out in pre-qual right now, depending on the complexity of the individual. Closing turn times once pre-qual is over. Purchases are still running at about 30 to 40 days on average if there's no delay in the appraisal. And refinances are closer to 45 days, maybe even, I'll say 45 days on the refinance end.
Great. Well, Chaley, thank you so much for taking some time to update us. I always love hearing what's going on with the mortgage market. If anybody wants to reach out to you to talk to you about refining or buying a property, what's the best way for someone to get in touch with you?
Absolutely. Thank you again for having me, Dan. You guys can reach us several ways. Our website, www.ridgelendinggroup.com. You can email us at info@ridgelendinggroup.com, or you may call us at 855-747-4343. 855-74-RIDGE is that easy way to remember.
Awesome. Chaley, thank you so much for coming on the show, and thank you for listening. We'll be back with a regular interview on Tuesday. My name is Dan Lane, and this has been a bonus episode of the Rental Income Podcast.